So, can you hear me? Okay. My name is Martin Stiemering, as you've heard before, and I'm presenting this on behalf of my colleagues Sebastian Kiesel and Marco Tomsu. This is about the third-party Aldo server discovery. And in the first slides, I'll just go through and to explain a bit what is this about to get like a reasoning. So, okay, let's go. Next slide. Why third-party Aldo queries? So you can imagine you have here like a topology with like two ISPs, a tracker there, and you can see like various peers sitting in the various networks. Like you have all peers listed with one sitting that side, and all peers listed with two are sitting actually on that side. And you can see the tracker now is actually 1B, 1C, 2B, 2C. If now P1 actually wants to join, next slide please. Next one. He actually sends a query here saying, please give me all the peers actually active in that swarm in this instance, if you go to a tracker. And you get back a list of 2B and 2C, which are two peers serving the same swarm, but located in a different ISP. And with that one, you go to your local Aldo server and ask, like, what the guidance about this? And this guy tells you, well, so what, two, I don't know, avoid this, but if you can otherwise, okay, stuck. Okay, next slide, please. So you don't find the peer 1A, basically. No, 1A doesn't find 1B and 1C. Next slide. So, is that really next slide? No, you skip one or two. Okay, so the thing is, now, if the tracker could actually, that's the P4P style, if the tracker could ask the other server, it could get much better guidance to the peers. And in this case, you would ask, okay, get me all the peers in that swarm, and then the tracker goes to the Oracle and ask what peers are there, and basically returns immediately a pre-sorted list to you, which includes 1B and 1C, which are in your network. But the problem here is that when this is a global tracker like Pirate Bay in Sweden, this tracker would need to know all Aldo servers of the whole world and to find it, so or integrate everything into a single Aldo server. And you can see it on the next slide. So what does it mean? You can do that theoretically, like have a global tracker, which has a global Aldo server, but you can imagine that's a really bad idea because how do you maintain that? How do you get the data? And this tracker would have like a huge matrix from like all destinations to all sources to see what the costs are. Well, but the questions are listed here below. What is about scalability, administrative responsibility? You can't do it that way. Next slide, please. So, if you now say, well, the better way would be, of course, well, you still have a centralized tracker over there, but basically you assume fairly enough that the ISPs own their own Aldo server, actually, and the knowledge is distributed to the location where it actually belongs. So each ISP has its own matrix or map where it can sell, well, for me, to this destination, that's this cost. And I think that's most likely what we're talking about. But still, the peers are going back to the tracker and actually asking for which peers I should prefer. So next slide, please. And for this, actually, the tracker would need to do a third-party discovery on finding out, well, this peer is sitting in this ISP, and what is the Aldo server serving that ISP and then going back? And in this case, if the if you said get peers, the tracker would ask the server here get guidance and then provide the localized guidance back to the clients. But this, of course, would first of all saying, if there's a request to the tracker, he needs to find out, is there any actually Aldo server, and where is it located, and then talking to him. Next slide. There are currently six solution proposals discussed in the draft. You can read them all. They're very detailed explained with flowcharts, when you have to ask what and which protocol. I don't go them by this now. Right. Next slide. The evaluation is, there are many criteria on how to evaluate this, but the authors come to the conclusion that basically approach one, which is like the tracker uses the DNS to map for this ISP which Aldo server I should be using, meaning you get out over the DNS queries which right Aldo server is actually the serving server for this ISP. And there are many design choices how you can do this with DNS. That is currently left out of scope, but it's for further discussions. So the assumptions are you don't need any, there are no assumptions needed on the peer-to-peer application protocol needed because it's done all on the tracker. You don't need any inter-Aldo server protocol, otherwise the other servers will need to talk to each other. then the client protocol and the discovery mechanism to find an alter server can be completely independently specified, which is probably not a bad idea. And the recommendation to use DNS, well, you use DNS is proven to work, scales, and there are some protocols like DNS service records, how you can find out who's actually a specific server responsible for a part of a DNS or for a complete ISP. Okay, I think I don't have the next slide. So open issues. First question of all, do people need that we, do people think that we need a third-party alter server discovery? There's a technical reasoning on the slides, but the question is, will the network apparatus actually allow that their alter servers are being queried from somebody external, so which it can't control? Will Tracker actually do the querying of the alter servers on behalf of the peers? Because for this one, if you read the draft, you will see you need to modify the peers and the trackers, and you need alter servers. You need to do a lot of stuff on implementing and deploying, so this might be a problem. Then a much more hard technical problem is, what about like large domains behind a single net? So if you have like a large network behind one net, people from Asia probably know that well. There are some issues. Then for most approaches, they assume that there's for any given peer, there's exactly one ISP-provided authoritative alter server. Where this alter server might not be single, but it might be like 10 servers which are load balanced. And the question is if this is acceptable or out of scope, I don't know. And the final question is that something which is useful, people think they should consider, should we move forward this or just abandon and forget about that? That's the last slide.
Any discussion about this? I'm kind of surprised, so I'll ask a question. So I guess the main thing that I still can't wrap my head around about the discovery problem is the degree to which, if we use something like the DNS, that seems to imply that there's going to be one authoritative ALTO service for each IP address on the internet, rather than, say, different people, different ISPs might have different policies relating to different IP addresses. And, I mean, the whole third-party thing really begs that question, I guess, in a way that the first party doesn't, because then, presumably, you have some relationship with your network, and that's what you're asking about its view of the world, right? And so I guess there's these two conflicting, and they may not be exclusory conflicting, but at least, services that have potentially different information and different incentives to provide, different views of the world. So, I mean, do you think that your proposal here is a reconciliation of those or a choice of one or the other? Because I kind of got the sense you were choosing one, which is the authoritative DNS. And, if you choose the DNS, if you choose a hierarchical, home for this, then it's going to assume there's like one service for IP address, pretty much.
Yeah. I have to let the answer to the authors because I'm just a proxy.
I understand, sure.
It's for the answer.
I'm trying to seed discussion.
I personally don't believe in that because you need like modification to the trackers and to the tracker protocol and so on, but other people in the room do believe it's worth going for.
Ronnie Evan, I think that the point, John, that I was going to make, because you're dependent on how the service discovery is going to be made in the first place, because it's if there's one way to do that, then the third party, you can then consider how to do third party. I understand that there are advantages in doing that because, as described, the advantages are clear why you want to do that, because you want to optimize what the tracker will provide to the peer that wants to get the information. And so if you want to achieve that and you have one way to do the service discovery, then you can consider to continue with that. I think it's tied together. You cannot differentiate between them. On the other point, I think it goes back to a comment that Lars made before about how good you really want the information to be. Because if you figure out that you cannot do that, then you remain with the second option where you just provide it to the peer and the peer will have to do this as a second stage and figure out. I think it's something we need to study. I don't think we need to make a decision now, but we need to be aware that this is a problem that we may need to solve and it's tied together to the service discovery.
My point was, my point why I've proposed that is, this might speed up like the optimization process, but without that, if you go to the tracker and you get a list of peers and then they start peer exchange, and you learn more peers over the peer exchange, you need anyway to acquire the auto server. And then it might take a bit longer until you run into the real optimizations, until you find the local peers compared to that solution that they're providing here.
Yes, but I think that even in the tracker case, once you get the list of the peer, you start to do gossip, and then you need again
to
do
something. You again need to do
that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Another point might be the can we trust the Alto server within the ISP? Because knowing that I'm going to actually approach several Alto servers, each ISP may have incentives to lower the numbers or to hire them, depend on what they want me to actually do with that map.
That's also the query, if the ISP would allow that somebody else from outside is going to query the Alto server locally, or is it just it's anyway some sort of business confidential information, and we're already revealing a bit of it to the customers, but we don't tell it to the tracker or somebody else. So,
it's related to your point three. Can someone steal an Alto server or imitate an Alto server, but actually the other way around? Can they trust an Alto server?
Hi, Richelini from Yale. One comment to the last question. One of the there's two sides to the intent. Whether operators are willing to allow their information to be provided to somebody outside the network, a third-party tracker, that's something I probably leave to the ISPs. But in terms of whether there's an incentive for the Alto server to actually lie about its costs or the information that it's providing, keep in mind the way that we addressed this problem when we were looking at this was when the tracker has a peer join event, and it's selecting peers for that tracker, it refers to the Alto server that sort of is like the home Alto server for that peer. So if the Alto server is lying about information, it's really lying about the peer. It eventually ends up being affecting, possibly badly, the Alto server information that's being used for guidance within its own network.
No, but isn't that a nice attack on security? Let's say you could tell the tracker that you're on Alto server somehow for an ISP and do you hijack a DNS server or temper that.
That relates to the discovery process, though, right? Once you discover the right Alto server, then there's an incentive to give correct information. But regarding the discovery process, if you can somehow force yourself to own other clients that you don't really own, then yes, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay, thanks.